lot of success quarterback Brandon Whedon has experienced this preseason is a direct result of working with new offensive coordinator North Turner. Coach Turner spoke to members of the media today. Let's listen in.
You know, there's such an excitement and it's such a buildup to that first game that I think everyone, as you're getting ready for it, you know, it's natural to put that extra emphasis on it. But, you know, as Chud said yesterday, when it's all said and done, it's one game. You have to prepare for it just like you're going to prepare for the rest of your games. We've been working hard, obviously, since our last preseason game. We get to get some guys back in the middle of what we're doing, some guys that missed quite a bit of time there. So, you know, that's my emphasis, not mattering if it's the first game or the fifth game. It's a matter of getting our guys up to speed and ready to go.
How do you feel about where Brandon is right now heading into this opener?
You know, he's worked awfully hard. He's done everything we've asked him to do. You know, I think he performed at a nice level in the preseason. We know this is a totally different deal. You know, our offensive group, our team is getting tested by an outstanding defense, a very physical defensive front. They've helped themselves in the secondary. We're all going to have to do, our jobs at a high level.
He's right on track, being Brandon. For a second-year quarterback, what should right on track be?
Well, as I said, it's hard for me to nail it down to a guy because there's so many factors that go into it, that are out of Brandon's control. And I think he's, as I said, worked awfully hard to absorb this system, to learn it, to work on the physical things he needs to do better. And then to be successful, we all have to do our jobs at a high level, starting with me and then, you know, the people he's playing with, and then he has to play at a high level.
How do you replace Josh Gordon for the first two games, and how are you going to make up for his absence?
Well, you think about it a lot, and you can't. You know, there's only so much you can do. So, we have a plan, and we've worked it hard, and this is a game. This league is a game of, big plays offensively. If you make big plays, you're going to have more production. And Josh is a guy who's capable of making big plays. So if we're going to make those, we have to find get them from someone else.
What makes a quarterback, generally anyway, better his second year than as a rookie?
Well, the two things to me is having been through it, the process, understanding what it's all about, understanding the speed of the game, and then the next thing is hopefully, each year the people around you are getting better, you're adding people to the group, so you have the opportunity to play with more guys that are capable of playing at a high level.
But for Brandon anyway, he's in a different system and. There really hasn't been a talent upgrade on offense, it seems, from had Devon Best, but that's about it.
Yeah, so it's got to come from somewhere else, and you hope that guys get better. Everyone's getting better, not just the quarterback, that everyone who's playing has played another year, going into this, and hopefully they're better.
Mike Holmgren said when McCoy was starting on opening day in his second year. This is his second first year, which got a lot of attention here. In your view, in that context, how much does Whedon's first year in a different system count for and help him going into his second year?
Well, my experience with it is I've been in this situation with guys where they weren't going into their second or third year and they were going into a new system. I think the fact that you've played at the level, the competitive level that the National Football League has and the speed and, the physicality of it and everything that goes into it, I think that is the thing that helps you get better.
The loss of Deion Lewis and then the roster changes at the running back position this week. How does it affect Trent Richardson?
I didn't hear the first part. I'm sorry.
Without Deion Lewis and then without a much experience behind open eye, how does that affect your reliance on Trent Richardson?
Well, we're working hard to get the two young runners up to speed, and Obanaya is going to have to take some of the pressure off Trent, and I think Trent has worked hard with his conditioning. That's the most important thing. He didn't get a lot of reps in the preseason, but I do believe he's ready to go. We just have to get those other guys where they're ready to play. Well, we have Trent ready to do it, and we have OB ready to do it, and just some of that is the question that Tony asked. Where is he in terms of conditioning, and how's the, how many carries is he getting? How's it going?
How much, as you were looking ahead of this season before Deion Lewis was injured, what did you envision him being?
Well, he's a young player that was excited. It was exciting to see what he was doing, and it was really disappointing for him to get hurt. But I think it's funny that Darren Sproles had broke his ankle in his first year, and he came back from it and did fine. So, I look forward to getting a chance to be and work with him again and have him here. But he's not going to help us this year, so we have to find another way to get that production.
Into a game thinking we got to get Trent X amount of touches, whatever it might be?
Yeah, you always go into that. I think you go into it with everyone who's on your offensive team, and how can you put this guy in a position to help you win the game? And then obviously what the other team is doing has something to do with that. And, Miami is an outstanding defensive front. They've got an excellent blitz package. So they're going to test us, and they're going to, we're going to have to find ways to get everyone involved in the offense.
We didn't see a lot of Bessor Benjamin, a receiver, in the exhibition games. But are you confident those two guys can kind of hold down the fort for Jordan now?
They have to. We've worked all the things that we're going to do with them, and they've been practicing at a high level. It's been great to have Devon back. He missed not only missed those games, he missed quite a bit of practice. But he's a veteran player that he can handle it. It's still making sure he's on the same page, with Brandon. So those guys just have to, step up and make the plays that are there for him.
Can you talk about Cameron Wade? Just how good is Cameron and the matchup with Cameron and Schwartz?
Well, there's guys, every week there's guys that you go into it and they're going to they're capable of having a major impact on the game. And obviously Wake is one of those guys, and they have other guys, and people tend to talk about him because he's a awfully good pass rusher. But, we're going to have to be smart in what we do. We're going to have to make sure we account for him when we get in those situations where he's able to turn it loose.
All right, so you don't have Gordon, you don't have a traditional fullback, you have a third right guard in the starting lineup as we start this season. Is this norm for you, or is this unusual, or is this just another
It seems I've been getting practice at this. We've been through it. I've been through it the last couple of years. I think that the mindset, and I think Chud's done a great job of selling that to our guys from when we started in April, is that we need everyone in the room, and there's going to come a time where you're going to have an opportunity to help this football team, and that's the way we've approached it. And I feel good about the guys that we have and that are going in and playing, and I think O'Neill's done a good job at adjusting and playing at right guard, and he's a physical presence in there. So, we just got to go play and manage the guys we have. And Coach Johnson, Jimmy, always said that, in that first game, it's the team that makes the fewest mistakes, probably all games, but it seems that first game. So we just have to be patient and be smart, and, when we have an opportunity to make a play, make it.
With all the talk around the league about speeding up the game and running more plays and all that. Now that training camp and the exhibition season behind you, is this team capable of doing that? How do you feel about that?
I think we're capable of doing it. I think when we pick our spots and if it's something that we feel will help us, I think we're capable of doing it. But as has been pointed out over the last 2 weeks, we've had a lot of moving parts. So I don't think it would be wise for us to go play an entire game that way. But certainly we're capable if we need to do it.
How valuable can Best be in? Is he only slot, or can you play him outside?
Well, we've got to move him around. You know, if we just put him in the slot, they're obviously going to know where he's at. We've got to move him around, and that'll not only help him, but it'll help some other guys.
Randy, yet to conclude whether he might be able to fill the Deion Lewis role?
I have not, no. That's early.
Just put it all in the hopper and decide that, you thought Brandon would be able to take you guys to the next level?
Well, my role in this was to give to give evaluations, and there's some guys that people have mentioned that I liked and I think are going to be really good players. It's just you give your opinion, your contribution. I think that's what the role is. I think Brandon's got the physical ability to play. I think he's done the things we want him to do, and he's made progress. Obviously, we want to see him go do it now.